There are all kinds of devices for marking a book intelligently and fruitfully. Here's the way I do it. 1. Underlining of major points of important or forceful statements. 2. Vertical lines at the margin to emphasize a statement already underlined. 3. Star, asterisk, or other doodad at the margin, to be used sparingly, to emphasize the 10 or 20 most important statements in the book. 4. Numbers in the margin, to indicate the sequence of points the author makes in developing a single argument. 5. Numbers of other pages in the margin, to indicate where else in the book the author made points relevant to the point marked, to tie up the ideas in a book which, though they may be separated by many pages, belong together. 6. Circling of key words or phrases. 7. Writing in the margin, or at the top or bottom of the page, for the sake of recording questions, and perhaps answers, which a passage raised in your mind, reducing a complicated discussion to a simple statement, recording the sequence of major points right through the book. I use the end papers at the back of the book to make a personal index of the author's points in the order of their appearance. The front end papers are, to me, the most important. Some people reserve them for a fancy book plate. I reserve them for fancy thinking. After I have finished reading the book and making my personal index on the back end papers, I turn to the front and try to outline the book, not page by page or point by point. I've already done that at the back, but as an integrated structure with a basic unity and an order of parts. This outline is, to me, the measure of my understanding of the work.